Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. It's great to be back after being off last week. Next Sunday, March 31st, is Easter, and the Prescott Public Library will be closed. The library will reopen on Monday at 9 a.m. In the meantime, please watch for upcoming information about events celebrating National Library Week, which is April 7th through the 13th. The City of Prescott and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, have been working on an update of the city's flood hazard maps. The city remapped the floodplain for about 9 linear miles of streams using the latest flood modeling approaches and digital mapping technologies, along with updated data. These updated flood maps provide detailed property-specific flood risk data. This data helps residents and business owners better understand their risk of flooding and guide building and flood insurance decisions. More information about the mapping project and a link to view the updated maps can be found on our website, which is linked below. Property owners are encouraged to look up their property to see if it's in the remapped area, and if so, how it is affected. Changes in flood risk can mean changes in building and flood insurance requirements. A public flood risk open house is also being held on April 1st, 2024 from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Roly Simmons Community Center on Rosser Street to allow the public to review and discuss the preliminary flood maps in person. Property owners will be able to look up their address to see how their flood risk may have changed. Mapping and flood insurance specialists, as well as city representatives, will be available to answer questions. There will be no formal presentation. I'm pleased to announce that we have a new expanded public transportation option for local residents in Prescott. The Yava Line Regional Transit System, YAV for short, has added a new service area to include a portion of the City of Prescott. The new service is administered by the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, also known as SIMPO, and trips may be scheduled by phone call or through the Yav Connect mobile app. Rides cost $2 each way, anywhere within the zone. There are no bus stops. The Yav service schedule is Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The new Prescott service area includes downtown Prescott, Dignity Health YRMC Hospital and Medical Offices, places of higher education, the Northern Arizona VA, and several shopping centers. Boundaries are roughly from Iron Springs Road to the west, SR 69, SR 89 interchange to the east, Gale Gardner Way to the north, and Copper Basin Road to the south. All vehicles utilized are small vans equipped with ramps for wheelchair access, and all trip purposes are allowed. The YAV is an independent operation and is not affiliated with the City of Prescott. The City of Prescott has posted documents related to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds rezoning and master plan on the city's website. Citizens can go to our city website and scroll down to the Rodeo Grounds Master Plan. Community Development Director Chelsea Walton has issued a memo clarifying the documents, the timing, and some of the next steps in the review and approval process. That memo is linked below. On April 9, 2024, the City Council will hold a study session to review the master plan and receive information on the rezoning process and proposal. The public is welcome to attend. Last Thursday, more than 100 members of the public attended a meet-and-greet with three finalists for the city manager position. J. Dallin Kimball, the county administrator from Mariposa County, California. Andrea Phillips last served as the town manager for two communities in southwest Colorado. And Scotty Douglas was the most recently this town manager in Cottonwood. On Friday, council met with each of the applicants for an interview with our city council. Further information regarding a new city manager will be released soon. To promote fire safety, the City of Prescott is offering a free brush and vegetation debris drop-off event for its residential trash customers. This event runs every Saturday in April from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the City of Prescott Transfer Station, located at 2800 Sundog Ranch Road. Proof of City of Prescott residency in the form of a driver's license or a utility bill is required. Please do not bag the brush or vegetation debris and do not include other trash. Remember to cover and contain all loads when transporting. In additional news from the Public Works Department, we're asking that you please be careful with your recycling materials. Right now, we're facing a contamination issue with the citywide recycling program. You can help by ensuring that you only put the appropriate items in your recycling trash can. Information on recycled materials can be found at the link below. Public Works asks us to remember, we can make a difference when we recycle right. Tomorrow during the executive session, Council will receive legal advice and counsel regarding ongoing discussions between the city and the Yavapai Prescott Indian Tribe regarding water and related issues. During the study session at 1 p.m., we'll receive a departmental overview from the Prescott Police and Fire Departments. Finally, during our 3 p.m. voting meeting, we will receive a presentation regarding recommendations from the Workforce Housing Committee. We'll also consider a property exchange between the Prescott Fire Department and the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, also known as CAFMA. In this exchange, CAFMA would get the fire station on Iron Springs and Williamson Valley Road, and the City of Prescott will get the fire station on 6th Street, plus an additional $550,000 to be placed into the general fund. The amended 2022 water management policy will be considered for approval, as well as additional recommendations from the Mayor's Commission on Water Policy Review and Monitoring. Finally, we will hear a presentation regarding an appeal of the Prescott Preservation Commission's denial of a 55-room hotel on Whiskey Row. Our General Plan Review Committee will meet on Wednesday, March 27th at 2 p.m. in the Council Chambers. There will be a joint Fire and Police Public Safety Retirement Board meeting on Thursday at 1 p.m. in the Executive Conference Room at City Hall. Also on Thursday at 1:30 p.m., there will be a Civic Enhancement Committee meeting in Council Chambers. Information regarding city meetings can be found at the link below. On St. Patrick's Day, local law enforcement agencies participated in a DUI saturation patrols. The officers made a total of 147 traffic stops, resulting in the arrest of 3 drivers for misdemeanor DUI charges, to include one extreme DUI charge with a blood alcohol over 0.15 and one driver for driving under the influence of drugs. Also during this detail, officers contacted 21 designated drivers who were providing safe rides to family and friends. Additionally, through participation in the Know Your Limit detail, officers were able to educate 40 potential drivers on their impairment levels in hopes of preventing impaired drivers from making the choice to drive home impaired. We ask that you always drive sober, designate a driver, or call for a ride to stay safe. I'm Mayor Phil Good, and I'll update you again next week. Thanks so much for watching.